Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, he's a familiar voice on our Sunrise Side, Michael Jacot. How are you, Michael?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Good. You wear a bunch of different hats. We've had you in here for the Taos Bay Players. For the Taos Area Presbyterian Church.
For the Library Friends.
All sorts of things, yes. But now you're here this time for the Taos Band Boosters.
The Taos Band Boosters, that's right. We're kind of excited about this because the band is playing a trip for the students to Washington, D.C. In May, and we're fundraising for that, of course. It's going to be a wonderful trip, whirlwind trip. They're going to see all sorts of cool things there. They get to go to the Kennedy Center and watch the symphony. They get to perform at the World War II Memorial.
Nice.
They're going to visit the Smithsonian. I mean, just an amazing once-in-a-lifetime trip these kids are going to remember forever.
Boy, no doubt.
Obviously, we are fundraising for it, and I thought that this would be a good way. What I'm going to talk about here is a good way to fundraise and have some fun with it, too.
Yeah, you know, you're doing a, well, you know what, we've talked to a lot about murder mysteries, but this is different than that.
This is different. This is a theft mystery. We're going to call it Who Burgled the Boosters.
Burgled the Boosters. Oh, you wrote this.
Yeah, I wrote it. I wrote it and directed it. I've done plenty of these before. This is the first one that I've done for the Boosters. And let me give you a little background on the story here. It takes place in a fictional high school called Gitchigumi High School, and their marching band, the Marching Politically Correct Native Americans.
Oh, nice.
They've been fundraising all year for the biggest trip of their lives. They're going to scenic Moose Butte, Montana for a big invitational, a nationwide band invitational.
Nice.
And then, wouldn't you know, somebody steals all of their hard-earned cash, and then we have to find out who is the culprit.
Uh-huh. So now, does it work like, when you go to those interactive murder mysteries?
It works exactly like that. The audience gets to question the suspects, and they don't have to. I always like to let people know that if you want to just sit and watch the show, that's fine.
You're right.
But if you want to take an active part in it, and I'm sure you will once you get going, then you get to question all the suspects, and you get to play detective, and you get to solve the mystery.
Nice. All right. What are the dates for this?
Dates are January 12th and 13th. That's Friday and Saturday, and it's going to be at 6:30 in the evening, and it's going to be right at the Taos Area High School Commons.
Oh, okay.
Tickets are $10. Well, I say tickets, but it's just general admission at the door.
Oh, okay. All right. Now you're making a nice donation to help them with this trip. Now, they're the ones that you got a cheap cast. You didn't have to go far to find a cast for the show.
Yeah, that's one of the neat parts of this is that the cast is... it's being performed by high school kids.
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with any of these type of things before, you know that they have to improvise pretty much through the evening. So these are some pretty brave kids putting their reputations on the line here for the evening to raise some money. Let me run over the cast here real quick. We've got Cody Bellows. He plays a shifty band director. Lindsay McLean and Madison Galley. There's some movers and shakers in the band Boosters. Mm. Brady Jacot is an arrogant drum major. a lot of people know Doug Ferguson, multi-talented guy. He's going to play the color guard leader of the Gitchigumi High School. Nathan Mead is the rep from the fundraising company. Mm. Bryce Moon is the high school principal.
Ah.
And Nick Webster is the band's musical genius, prodigy. And those are all the suspects. And you get to put them on the spot and find out which one of them burgled the Boosters.
Burgled the Boosters.
Yes.
Now, of course, you're going to get a great show, but there's more than just that.
Yes, there is a great show. And I do want to point out, too, that there's a thing that was put out on social media that originally said this was a benefit dinner, and that was a mistake. It's not a benefit dinner, and I wanted to make that clear to everybody. You'll have a lot of fun, but you want to eat first.
But
it's going to be an evening of fun for only $10, and bring a few extra bucks because we're also going to have a prize raffle with some prizes donated by some of our local merchants and individuals. So it promised to be an evening have a lot of fun just to get past those holidays and have some fun for yourself.
I like that. Yeah, mid-January, you want those kind of nice get away from everything plays.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about this is that I've kept the expenses very low on it. There are, you know, no royalties or anything charged for any of this. So exactly 100% of all of the money that we get those two nights goes towards this trip.
Very good.
So, it's, you know, you can be generous, you can donate to a worthy cause, and you can have a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Who burgled the boosters? Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th, 6:30, Taos Area High School Commons. And the tickets are a $10 donation to help out the Taos Area Band Boosters. And I know that money goes to good use along with the trip, but I know throughout the course of the year, they do a lot of other great things,
they
too.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
But this is for their trip to Washington, D.C. in May. And Michael Jacott, Michael, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I'm sure the next time I see you, you'll have a different hat on.
I'm sure I will.
Michigan Sunrise Side today.